As the host of The Sound Podcast, Ira Haberman listens to a lot of music. Too much music. But now, he wants to share the best of what he's listening to with you. Here are seven things you should be listening to on The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Before we get to today's show, I wanted to tell you all about the new SoundStream app. It is the new home for all things Sound Podcast, and now you're able to listen to the perfect blend of music you'd expect from us 24/7. Jam bands and more, much more. New episodes of the podcast arrive at least 3 times a week, and now you can listen to your favorite artists and bands all the time in a perfect music stream. Just hit the play button and away you go. You'll be boogieing in no time. You can make requests, offer shoutouts, and even let us know when your birthday is, all from the SoundStream app. Get the app at thesoundstream.com or in the Apple or Google Play Store. The show starts now.
There was music all in the air.
You've been listening to the California Honey Drops and perhaps one of my new favorite songs, In the Air. No details yet on a new album, but you can actually purchase the song at cahoneydrops.com for only $1. Well, that's the recommended fee, but please donate accordingly. I highly recommend you do so and grab your own copy of it to listen to it or listen on Spotify. It's a song that will stick with me for a while, and I'm sure you'll agree the laid-back sound is very groovy. Next up, a collaboration from one stalwart in the jam band scene and an up-and-comer. Before I tell you who was part of this tune, have a listen to Top Down. We'll be right back. That was Colorado-based bands The String Cheese Incident and Sun Squabby with their collaboration Top Down. The song came together over the course of a year with Kevin and Josh of Sun Squabby figuring out the main riff and then sending the tune over to Kyle from SCI, and then they added more pieces with other members of both bands. Fun stuff, and what a crazy collaboration. Speaking of collaborations, Eric Krasno released a live album, E3 Live from Garcia's, a few weeks back. The three E's in this outfit are Eric Kalb on drums, Eric Finland on organ, and of course, Eric Krasno on guitar. The trio teamed up for a bunch of Krasno originals and some covers. The set kicks off with this Rusty Bryant classic, Fire Eater. It's jazzy, psychedelic, and fun. Dig it. That was E3 and Fire Eater, live from Garcia's sometime in 2019. Speaking of cool trios, the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio dropped a new single on music streaming services last week. Here is the very funky Inner City Blues. That was the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio. If this is the first time you're hearing them, I highly recommend you check out their catalog of tunes on streaming services or wherever you buy music. This stuff is way too cool. When bands take on covers, they don't always have to be old tunes. In fact, Midnight North just released a cover of a Jason Isbell in the 400 unit tune, Only Children, a few months after the single's release and literally days after Jason Isbell released Reunion, the new album that Only Children appears on. Have a listen.
Walking around at night, fighting my appetite. Every kid in cutoffs could be you. Remember when we used to meet, bottom of Mobile Street, do what broken people do. Are you still taking notes? the Holy Ghost could get inside. Do whatever you put your mind to. Would you read me what you wrote? We were locked outside the building, while we're encouraged on the children. Cold coffee on the fire escape, did it all on the demo tape. Still had something left to steal. Remember when we took too much to get a little of the human touch? Hand to mouth and reel the reel. Are you still taking notes? Hide your coat on in the back room. Maybe those words will hold the peace. Will you read me what you wrote? The one I said you stole from Dylan. Over-encouraged on the chill. Mama said, when the hearse was idling in the parking lot, she said you thought the world of me, she was glad to see, finally let me be an astronaut.
That was Midnight North and their cover of Jason Isbell and the 400 Units' Only Children. Very awesome, guys. Now, by now, you should know that Ghostlight released their new multi-track live album, Serventis. If you haven't heard our interview with Ghostlight's Tom Hamilton Jr., I'd encourage you to do so. But before you do, have a listen to this cover of Bullseye Blues from Tom's earlier project, American Babies.
Oh,
That was Ghostlight and Bullseye Blues. If you've heard the original, you may prefer the sonically deeper version from Ghostlight, available on Cervantes, which is just incredible. Before we leave you, I want to introduce you to a new tune and artist making a lot of noise on the Americana charts. The band, fronted by Hillary Grace Fretland, plays songs you'd expect from this alt-country, alt-folk genre, with great harmonies, insightful lyrics, and super playing. Here is Fretland and Long Haul. Oh, and Hillary's voice is just wonderful.
I'm in it for the long haul, don't know if I have ever been. I'm in it for the long haul, don't know if I have ever been. I'm in it for the long haul, don't know if I have ever been. But I'm with you, but I'm with you, but I'm
been listening to 7 Things You Should Be Listening To on the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Technical production from Andrea Ruse and Adam Karsh. Special thanks to Circles Around the Sun for letting us use their tune, Money's No Option, in the show. Share your thoughts with us by tweeting at The Sound with Ira or dropping a note at thesoundpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.